What's that smell? Is it fish? Why is it moving on my dish? Find out soon. Welcome to Sketchy Eats.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Sketchy Eats. My name is Andre.
I am Bernard.
And we're a comedy food podcast available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And we go around eating at different restaurants, places that you might drive by and think, man, I really want to try that, but I don't even want to go in there. We do that for you.
Yeah, we do that every week, usually. Yeah,
usually. Most now, weeks. Sometimes, though, we don't go to one of those places, you know? Like, we don't go to the super sketchy ones. And, you know, today was just one of those.
Yeah, not super sketchy at all.
No.
Just very disappointing.
Yeah, you know, for you, I would say.
Oh, my God. I'm just going to go in.
Yeah. We went to Ruggero's.
Yeah, we went to Ruggero's. It's an Italian restaurant. I was really in the mood for Italian food. And I was all excited because I loved Ruggero's growing up. I haven't had it in, I don't know, about a year or two. And so I'm like, yeah, let's do this. And then I fucked up with my order. I got pasta primavera, and it was just bad.
Now, to be fair,
Don't be fair. You know we're not fair on this show. When are we ever fair on anything?
You got it with the wrong intentions. You were intending to have a pasta with a sauce in it. And that's not what pasta primavera is.
I would assume there was a sauce, though. Go ahead and read what's the description.
A light, bountiful entree, a combination of tender but firm vegetables served atop your favorite pasta, zucchini, summer squash, broccoli, onions, peppers, mushrooms, and diced tomatoes. And then I think you added shrimp.
I did add shrimp.
Yeah. So it's not a sauce. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just noodles with veggie and a protein added on it.
Yeah, and the protein was looking a little sketch.
Yeah.
Those shrimp were a little,
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, because you were going in expecting a sauce, you just got it and you're like, nah.
Yeah, like, it was just dry. It just wasn't good.
Yeah.
I just was not feeling that.
Which, you know, Elliot mentioned that Ruggero's has gone a little bit downhill since they moved locations.
Shout out to Ellie.
So, which I don't know of. Like, I had only ever eaten Ruggero's for the first time when I went with, like, Ellie and Grandma and Max. So,
shout out to Ellie, Grandma, and Max.
So, that's the only time I'd ever done it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I barely remember the old location. I don't remember it enough to, like, tell you that it was better there or not. Like, it's been so long.
It's been such a long time.
It's been a very long time. Man, can they mow the grass any louder?
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ.
But Ellie and I got pizza margarita.
Which was really good, actually.
Yeah, almost surprisingly. Like, I'll be honest, it didn't look great when it came out.
No, it didn't, did it?
But it was actually pretty damn good. Mm-hmm. I was a fan. It's not even on this menu that they have online. Yeah, they don't even put it up there. That's weird. Oh, no, it's all the way down here. Yeah. So pizza margarita, it's just homemade crust, tomato sauce, fresh mozzarella, basil leaves, and then sliced tomatoes. The sliced tomatoes is kind of like, that's conservative. They like quartered those tomatoes and put them on there. That's what really got me. As soon as they brought it out, I'm like, okay, that's what they're doing? But I've been wanting to do a pizza margarita for a long time because that's like a traditional Italian pizza.
Mm-hmm.
It's just those super simple, easy ingredients.
There was a lot of sauce for it to be a traditional Italian pizza, but it really was. You know, it was Americanized, you know.
Yeah. You know, that's
filthy,
like,
Americans do.
That's Italian, like, every time we bring any kind of foreign food in, I feel like we always Americanize it. You know, I'm genuinely curious to know what, like, Thai food is. In Thai.
I bet we couldn't even handle the spice level. Yeah. we always talk like, oh man, dude, this spice level is for bitches.
Yeah.
We go to Thailand, it's like, oh fuck.
Yeah, they consider for bitches, we're just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I would be curious about it, because that's like every foreign food that we have over here is grossly Americanized in some way. Like, aren't nachos not a thing in Mexico?
No, they're not.
Yeah, I didn't think
they were made for white people.
Yeah, isn't that like a Tex-Mex thing?
Yeah, a very Tex-Mex thing.
But pizza margarita is just supposed to be a simple tomato sauce, mozzarella. And I don't even think that they normally coat it in mozzarella. I think it's just dollops of it.
Yeah. They definitely use like shredded mozzarella on this pizza.
Yeah.
But again, it's Americanized. Like normally it would be just like little chunks of mozzarella.
But you know what really saved it?
What?
The crust.
The crust was really good.
That crust was solid.
It was almost like a gluten-free crust as far as like texture goes.
Yeah, like it was crunchy and like it had a good flavor to it. Like it had a little bit of like, no, I shouldn't even say it. It's not doughy. It was more just like they had that flour on the end from when they were like probably getting it out of the oven or whatever.
Yeah.
That shit was not bad. Even though it had like quartered tomatoes all over it. That was wild.
See, normally I don't like those kind of tomatoes on pizza. I like Roma tomatoes on pizza. I think those are like fucking steak tomatoes.
Beefsteak tomatoes?
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, it's like late in the year, so I mean, I guess you can't really get Roma tomatoes for cheap.
Right. Now, usually when I do pizza anywhere, I do add like the red chili peppers and the Parmesan, the red chili flakes and the Parmesan cheese. Yeah. And that really like takes it up a notch.
Always. You know what I was thinking about the other day? About all the restaurants that we got closed.
I think it's only like, what, one or two?
We got Watershed Creek closed.
Oh,
we got,
shit.
We got Chuck. That was our first victim.
Yeah.
We got Chuck E. Cheese closed.
Oh, word. I love that we're claiming these. There's so many external factors as to why Chuck E. Cheese closed. We can't be the nail in the coffin.
We were.
At the Flint location.
We were.
Because I feel like we actually gave them a good review.
We did, but we got them closed.
Yeah.
I feel like coming on this show is like a death sentence for most restaurants. They're like, oh, fuck, those dudes eat there?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think we generally give positive reviews. You got to be pretty fucking bad.
Like that fucking pasta primavera.
Yeah. No, I think that was the worst review.
You're a lot
I think.
Nicer than I am, though.
Well, and you know, honestly, it just depends on what we eat.
You're the color. I'm the color commentator.
Yeah. I would say in this scenario, you know, Ellie and I did all right for our food. You know, yours was the one that was like, and even then, I think it's just if it was something where you were expecting, like if you got something that had a sauce, probably wouldn't have been that bad.
Yeah, I just, it fucked me up. And then like I was telling you guys earlier, I had Tim Hortons breakfast and that just disappointed me. It was a fucking,
it's been a wild ride.
It was basically a fucking breakfast burrito and it had a hash brown, egg, and bacon in it, but they forgot the cheese. See, the cheese would have brought it all together.
Cheese is literally a binder in that scenario.
Yeah, there was no binder. It was just fucking egg, bacon, and hash brown.
That ain't right.
And I had to wash it down with a fucking overly hot French vanilla cappuccino, because you know they come
out overly hot French vanilla cappuccino.
Yeah, like, because you know their fucking drinks come out that machine fucking boiling hot.
Yeah.
So I'm driving down fucking Davison Road burning my fucking throat.
Burning the throat of the throat goat.
Yeah, I like fucking up the throat goat's fucking throat. God, this has been a bad and then I had Kroger sushi after that.
Like that was how you fucked up.
That I bought at 6:30 in the morning.
So you know it's the day old sushi.
Yeah, and I got sashimi, so it was just like fish on top of rice.
Yeah.
So I'm really gonna die later. I'm just gonna fucking die. It's been real.
Game over.
Yes, they sketchy. Yeah. Because I'm gonna die.
Yeah. Taking applications for your replacement now.
No, it's gotta be Max.
Yeah.
Max is next in the line.
Yeah.
Max is the only one with a fan club.
That's true.
Shout out to Kevin.
It would either be Max or like Tom.
If it was Tom, I think it'd be too fucking like professional.
Yeah. That's what you think.
Cause I listened to that Pocky episode and you guys are like, we're too good.
we know our hot stuff. That's what
it is. Yeah, you guys are like too good.
Speaking of hot stuff, I have more hot sauce on the way.
Oh yeah, what you getting?
I know one of them that's gonna be in the box because I do the Heatonist subscription from Heatonist.com. Shout out
you
to
are
them.
Heatonist.
Yeah. And there
sponsor us.
it's Nugget honey, and it's like a hot honey made with Pepper X.
Ooh.
So it's gonna be hot.
What is Pepper X?
Pepper X is a cross-breeded pepper from Smoke and Ed. He was the guy who initially invented the Carolina Reaper. And I want to say Pepper X is Carolina Reaper crossbred with something else.
Ooh.
So it's even hotter than the Reaper. It's just, I don't know if it's like officially the hottest pepper in the world right now, but it's hot as fuck.
Oh shit.
Yeah, that's the last dab Triple X was made with that.
I'm curious to know what this pepper looks like.
Yeah, let me see if I can pull a picture of it. Because you've seen a Carolina Reaper.
Yeah, I've seen
those things look mean as shit.
Because they are mean.
That actually doesn't look... That's green.
Yeah, that looks like a peppercino pepper. That doesn't look like hot at all.
They always look, though, like the super hot peppers are always like... Like wrinkly, like they look like an old dude's ball sack.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't actually, I think it's the green that really throws me off.
And then like the hot sauces you see in the pictures, they're all green. It looks like Verde sauce.
Right.
Which isn't ever hot.
No. Verde is pretty reasonable.
You know what it is? Like the red and like the orange ones, like
those ones that fuck you.
Your
up.
Mind goes to like hot when you see something like that.
Yeah.
Green, I'm like, oh, this is probably gonna be sweet.
That's fair.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Pepper X.
You know, as soon as they brought that pizza to the table and I took a bite, my mind immediately said, I want ranch with this.
I know you said that.
Yeah.
You said that out loud.
Yep. It's my mind said it and then I said it out loud.
Then you're such a Midwest boy.
Yeah. You're I don't even normally like ranch like that.
Oh, well, man, you're from the Midwest. So everybody likes ranch.
It's just like a given.
Yeah.
That's Hot Dog is a Sandwich did an episode about sauce. Like, what's the best sauce?
Like condiment or like a sauce?
Condiment.
Okay.
Like if you had to, like if you were like desert island situation, you know, like our desert island situation where it's just a sandals resort on the other side, but we don't get to explore that.
We resort to cannibalism. Somebody new is listening to that. Like, what the fuck are they talking about?
But the desert island situation, what sauce, like condiment, like dipping sauce would be your like go-to, or I guess even in general, like what would be your like what do you think of as the best dipping sauce universally?
I would go with barbecue sauce as far as just the amount of stuff you can put it on.
That's true.
But within the past year or two, I've leaned more towards hot sauce since I know more about hot sauce. So because I have a hot sauce for everything now.
See, that's the thing. Yeah. That's like when they were talking about it on the show, they were getting a little more specific, right? Like Josh said ranch and Nicole said spicy mayo. And like I would go spicy mayo before ranch because spicy mayo to me does go on more things. And I would also specify too that like I've renounced that like mayo is disgusting kind of ideology. I mean, the texture of it is gross by itself, but yeah. It is the basis for pretty much every sauce. So it's important.
I like spicy mayo on like salads. Yeah. I don't eat like iceberg lettuce salad. I usually do like a spring mix with just like spinach and like tuna.
Yeah.
And I put a little spicy mayo on that. You don't need a lot.
No.
Whereas like ranch, you know, you pour ranch, that shit comes out the bottle like a fucking wrecking ball.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like, I don't know, like for the way that they put it, or way that Nicole justified spicy mayo was like, you have to be able to do this on almost anything that you eat, right? And you wouldn't dip sushi in ranch.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But like, I would dip like fries, pizza, sushi, like almost anything that I could eat, I would dip it in spicy mayo. But in a more super broad sense, hot sauce is definitely the way to go.
Yeah. I definitely put hot sauce on a lot of things.
Yeah.
Like, I'm to the point where, like, if I order a pizza, I gotta have the bottle of hot sauce right next to me.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have to be, like, a super hot sauce.
Yeah.
It just has to be hot sauce.
Yeah. Well, and that's, like, once you realize, like, I think for a lot of people, Tom had talked about this, and I think we even talked about it on the show, is once you get past realizing that there is more out there than just Frank's and like Tabasco, which are okay on their
Tabasco
own.
Tabasco is the worst.
I don't know. Tabasco's not terrible, Tabasco's but
horrible.
It's like that vinegar-based hot sauce that like people associate that flavor with hot sauce, and they don't realize that you can step outside that and get so much more, you know?
I don't know. I've never cared for Tabasco myself.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up eating Frank's, so I mean, that and like Louisiana, but like you said, those two are vinegar based.
Yeah. But they're also like, in and of themselves, they're not bad.
I don't think Louisiana is bad. Frank's, I gotta be in the mood for it.
Yeah.
But there's like so many like types of hot sauce out there like Frank's that are just leaps and bounds over it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's more of a nostalgia, like, you know this type thing.
Yeah.
When it comes to Frank's, I just don't like it like that. Because I know there's so many more hot sauces that I like.
That's true.
More than that.
Though, I would say if you're willing to get into that realm of hot sauce, you do have to understand and realize you're going to get a lot of bad ones.
Oh,
still going to get a lot of bad ones. I paid like $12 a bottle for some bad hot sauce.
Dude, when we did that episode with Steven, shout out to Steven, I got the trailer trash.
Mm-hmm.
No heat whatsoever.
Yeah.
I thought after it sat for a while, maybe we get some heat, shake up the bottle, still heat. And like, I've been trying to eat this hot sauce for like, when did we do that episode? Fucking 2 months ago?
Yeah.
I'm still like working on that bottle and I fucking hate it.
Jesus. That's insane. Yeah, that's, but like, I guess circling it back to Ruggiero's and like ranch somehow. While I was eating that, after I thought about ranch, I'm like, what hot sauce would I put on this?
Yeah, what hot sauce would you put on that?
Honestly, I don't know. It would probably be Secret Aardvark.
Mm.
Because that Secret Aardvark habanero just goes on everything.
It really does. Mm-hmm. It really does.
Those curry based ones that I have are not bad either, though.
Mm.
Those ones I've been wanting to do like a tikka masala and then add those to it.
Okay. That might be good.
Yeah.
That might be really good. So I made a chicken bean tortilla soup the other day.
Hmm.
That shit was not good. I just fucked ass. Up. Yeah. Like it wasn't, like the chicken was really good because I used chicken thighs.
Yeah.
And I think I used way too much like broth and I didn't like add it. I used low sodium broth. Mm-hmm. So it didn't have like a good like salt to it. Like it didn't like have that
seasoned enough.
Yeah, it wasn't seasoned enough. And it was just like, it was ass. I used white beans and black beans where I should just use black beans. And it was just too soupy. It was ass. It was ass.
Jesus.
I've been fucking up this week.
Damn, that sucks.
Yeah. But you know what I haven't eaten that's just been fucking rocking my world?
Huh.
Jersey Mike's.
Damn,
I've been sucking those subs down.
Just suck the chicken or the steak right out of the sandwich.
Oh my God, dude. If a Jersey Mike's sub had a dick, I'd probably suck it.
This is the first time you've had Jersey Mike's, right?
Last week was my first time having it. Then I got fucking addicted to it.
What have you been ordering consistently from there?
The steak. I think it's called the Big Kahuna.
Okay, that one's chicken, isn't it?
No, that one's beef.
Oh, okay.
But the Philly chicken one is really good, too.
I do the Philly chicken ones when I get
Philly. It might be better than the Big John's.
Yeah, I mean,
I touch
Big John's is a classic.
Yeah, I know, but like,
sometimes you got to improve upon the classic.
Yeah, sometimes you got to stray from the path.
Yeah.
Jersey Mike's, I've been like sucking him down.
You know what I wouldn't mind doing is if we do like, because they all have small sandwiches that you can get. Like if we got like a Jimmy John's, Jersey Mike's, Big John's, and then like Subway maybe. I don't know. And then like review, like compare them all to each other and put them in an order, like a
I was actually thinking we should do a Firehouse Subs versus Jersey Mike's.
That would be good too.
Yeah.
I've never had Firehouse.
Firehouse is good. Firehouse is good. And I think they have more comparable sandwiches than like you can probably get something similar from Jersey Mike's and Firehouse.
Yeah.
To do a comparison.
That's I remember like when we got a Jimmy John's and I had it for the first time, I'm like, this is what like a good sandwich is. It's like all you my cried. Life. Yeah. I like dropped to my knees and wept. I gave my life to God.
This has been one weird episode. I talked about sucking off a sandwich. You're giving your fucking life to God.
But, that's I remember like the first time I ever had Jimmy John's because like all my life I've been used to Subway, specifically the chicken teriyaki. That was my go-to.
I remember that sandwich came out. That shit was a game changer. Yeah, though.
That was my go-to. But like after Jimmy John's, I'm like I'm not even stepping foot in a Subway.
Yeah,
like why would I do that? Why would I put myself through that? Mm-hmm. You know,
I remember visiting my older brother at college because he went to Eastern. Which is just right outside Ann Arbor. And like, this is like, I don't know, I was like in the eighth grade. So this is like early 2000s. And he took me to Jimmy John's, and my mind was fucking blown.
Yeah.
And then when they finally got one down here, I was like, this is the greatest thing ever.
That's, I don't even like, when I, like, I never got my subs toasted at Subway. I was never really about that.
You're a purist.
Yeah. So that's like, for Jimmy John's, for me, the transition was just natural. Like, this is perfect.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah, Jersey Mike's bangs. They might be, like, of the commercial sandwich shops that are available here, they're my favorite.
Yeah. I've been told that DeBellis is the place we gotta go.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it, but, like, it's, and, like, I think the closest one is in, like, Madison Heights or something.
Hmm.
But people have been telling us that's where we gotta go. That's where the boys need to go, to DeBellis.
Hmm. You know, I've only ever had it a few times, but every time I've had it, it's been pretty trash.
What?
And I think that they're just only a small step up from Subway. That's Potbelly.
You know what? I ain't gonna argue with you on that one, because you... All right.
Yeah. I like it when you say that.
Yeah. Their banana milkshake is good, but like, I agree with you.
Yeah. I've only ever had it a few times. I would give it another shot, because I feel like they're supposed to be good.
Yeah.
I just don't like it.
For the price, it's supposed to be better than it is.
Yeah.
Damn, maybe we should have a triple threat match between Jersey Mike's, Firehouse Subs, and Potbelly. That's what I'm saying.
Jersey Mike's is also probably like the biggest of those options. Mm-hmm. Like, even if you get their small one, their sandwiches are fucking big.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten a gargantuan from them?
No.
I don't think I have either. Mm. I did from Jimmy John's once, the big one.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. It was like a 3-day meal.
Oh shit.
Yeah. But like, it's like twice the price. It's like almost $20 for a sandwich.
Holy shit.
When you get the big one from Jersey Mike's.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah.
Because like a regular just Jersey Mike's sub is.
That's filling.
It is very filling.
It's like $8, $9.
Yeah, I think it's $8.25 because I've been going. I would like three times so this week. Yeah, dude. Man, fucking Jersey Mike's. I kiss him on the lips.
Yeah. Who's been the best sandwich you've ever had?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Pesto's has really good sandwiches. I used to tear their sandwiches up all the time.
Yeah.
We review Pesto's. Check that episode out. I don't know. Okay. This is a curveball right here.
Okay.
My grandma makes the best peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Okay. How so?
But it has to be made with Mayhall jelly.
Oh, okay.
If you don't know what a Mayhall is, it's almost a cross between a peach and like a strawberry, but it's like round like an apple. It's the strangest fucking fruit. And I think they're only available in the South.
That just reminds me of like the Duke's mayonnaise, like that Southern brand of mayonnaise that everyone is obsessed with down there.
I've never heard of Duke's.
Duke's mayonnaise is a big deal in the South.
Hmm.
Like they're like top tier down there.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
But I would say for me, it's a cross between a place and an experience.
Ooh.
So the place would be Two Beard Sandwiches in Grand Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
They're a small sandwich shop, and all their sandwiches are named after like famous people or historians or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pretty big for the amount, like for the money that you pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
They're also like right next to the Pyramid Scheme. So usually, like if we were going to go to a show, I'd be like, all right, let's just go to Two Beards because they're like right near each other.
Mm-hmm.
But from an experience standpoint, I would say the first time that I had a Reuben sandwich changed my life. I was like, this is a hot sandwich. Like, this is fire. Like that, like corned beef and like sauerkraut. And I don't know if the first time I had it was Thousand Island or if it was something else.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's not traditionally, I think it's like Russian dressing or whatever is what it usually is.
Yeah.
But I was like, this is insane. This is amazing. I'd never thought of those like savory tart flavors next to each other like that. It was just amazing.
Dude, Flint City Hard Cider has a Reuben hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. I want to try it. I almost suggested we go there. We should have fucking did that.
Don't they open at like 3?
They open at 12.
Oh shit. Okay. Never mind.
Yeah. Or maybe they open at 3.
But that reminds me of when we did the episode with Plethora, and we did the, was it when we did it with Plethora? It might not have been. I mean, it might have been when just Max and I went there, but I got those Reuben nachos.
We did that with Plethora too.
Okay. Yeah. The Reuben nachos were fire.
Mm-hmm. You're always hanging out with Max without me.
Yeah.
Shooting guns and shit. Eating nachos.
It's just how it is.
Being cute together.
Yeah.
Man, there was some, shout out to my boy Justin that lives in Grand Rapids. Shout out to Justin. He's cool. But man,
shout out to Seth.
Yeah, shout out to Seth too. Man, you gotta like look up a Mayhaw. You gotta see how freaky this fruit looks.
How do you even spell it?
I don't know.
Mayhaw?
Yeah. You're the one with the computer, Mr. A Mike Man.
Mayhaw?
Mayhaw. Yeah,
Mayhaw.
Look how it looks like a crab apple.
It really does. It looks like a very, very, it's like a weird cross between an apple and a cherry.
Yeah. But dude, it tastes like a strawberry. And that's an apple wild. Had a baby.
That sounds good.
Dude, that jelly is like top tier.
Hmm.
With peanut butter, with like fucking Peter Pan peanut butter. Because, you know, old people always buy Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Dude, that shit's fucking top notch. If you ever had a Mayhaw, have, you know.
You know,
I'm like falling asleep now.
You know, like when we, you know, the food was just not that memorable when we don't talk about it that much on the show.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, I already don't talk about the restaurants that we even go to that much.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know.
I 10-10 will not recommend Ruggiero's to anyone now.
Damn.
Just from that experience.
Damn.
Oh, dude, Laura had just wings. The other day. She liked
it. It's just wings?
Just wings. Everybody's eating just wings but me.
Yeah.
Because they don't deliver in fucking Davison.
So they almost, I was almost like heartbroken the other day because I went to go order it on DoorDash on the app and they said that they do not deliver to my address anymore on the app.
What?
Yeah, I know. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I give you so much business. I have introduced you to the group chat and now they give you guys so much business. Yeah.
Shout out to Tucker and Sierra.
So they were like the ones.
They also like It's Just Wings. They're in your group chat too?
No.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, they're in your group chat and I'm not?
Yeah. No, but like I introduced everybody to that. Like I brought it over to Max and Tom and then that's kind of like in DJ and that's like that's how they all just eat food now from DoorDash is they just get that.
I'm mad at DJ.
Yeah.
So I don't want to talk about them.
But,
don't bring them up on the show anymore.
Yeah. But
shout
like
to DJ though.
I was upset because and I remember though, like Max had that problem where he went on the website and they said they wouldn't order to my address, even though they did in the app for him.
I left my card there.
Oh damn.
Oh fuck.
Oh shit. Oh fuck.
Oh fuck.
What time do they close?
Oh, I think we got time.
Okay.
Give me that phone number.
810-733-7633.
7633. Are we still recording?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. May as well just keep going.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Probably just might edit this out.
Watch, they don't answer the phone.
Really aren't.
Yep. Hi, I was there about an hour ago, and I left my debit card. Yes. I don't remember her name. She was an older woman. Short hair. I knew I was freaking something. Yes, it is. All right. Thank you so much. Bye. Man, you may as well just keep this. just keep it in. Just keep it in. Just
leave that in. It's just filler for the show.
Yeah. But like, I don't know. Delete the dead space. Or is this,
well, I guess. I don't know. Fuck it. We'll see. Yeah.
Leave it all in. Just leave it all in. Because we're not fucking talking about this restaurant. Yeah. Like, this is what people want to hear anyway. Yeah.
You know what I would say, though? Another thing I noticed about Ruggiero's that I didn't before, and this is probably just, you know, their lights aren't working super well, but that bathroom was dark as fuck.
Dude, I, like, made it all the way to the urinal before the light came on.
Yeah. I do not like motion-timed lights in restaurants because I'd be shitting for a while.
Yeah.
I, like, sit there looking at memes on my phone and the light goes off and I'm like, okay.
One time at work, I had like really bad diarrhea, and like the lights went out when I was in there pooping, because I was in there for like 50 minutes.
Yeah.
And just going to town, and like the lights went out, and somebody walked in. They're like, oh shit, somebody's in here. Yeah, it's me, dog. It's me pooping in the dark. But oh yeah, so pumpkin pie or sweet potato pie?
Pumpkin.
Man, you would go with pumpkin, you pumpkin ass motherfucker.
Yep, yep, yep. Oh, but pecan over pumpkin.
Yeah, pecan. I think pecan is superior to both of them.
Yeah.
Bro, fucking pumpkin pie.
I love pumpkin pie. I have since I was like a kid. I loved it.
That's what it's got to be. That's what I think it is. People who like grew up eating pumpkin pie love pumpkin pie over sweet potato pie.
Fair.
Shout out to Chelsea, though. She a real one.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this is Ruggiero's. Don't go there.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was fine. Like, you only hate it because you thought it was supposed to have sauce and it didn't.
Look. Are you my mans or no?
You played yourself.
No, I see you. See you. You be acting real fake sometimes. You get on this podcast. You don't want to be my mans. You want to
play. Don't let that business close their doors because of your illiteracy.
You know I can't read good. You know I can't read good.
But that's I mean, that was Ruggiero's.
Yeah. Don't fucking go there. Don't fucking go there.
You guys stay sketchy.
Yeah, bye.